Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting second. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting third. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ray Pepper. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The catcher, Frank Grube. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Alan Strange. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Kaufman. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Dick Kaufman. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Aussie Bluge. Batting second. The right fielder, John Stone. Batting third. The left fielder, Dave Harris. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fifth. The catcher, Cliff Bolton. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Fred Schult. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Pete Susko. Batting eighth. The second baseman, John Kerr. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Whitehill. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Earl Whitehill. And now, play ball. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is called out on strikes. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards first. Susko juggles the ball. That's an error on Susko. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Burns. The throw from Bolton and he is safe. Burns steals second. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strange fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Strange. Bluge moves to second. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a fly ball into left field. Pepper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a line drive towards short. Strange catches it and throws to second to double up Bluge. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a fly ball into left field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bluge fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Grube is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grube hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cliff Bolton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strange fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schuld hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strange fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange hits a pop-up towards first. Susco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 1 in the game. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Clift. The throw from Bolton and he is out, Cronin applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Pete Susco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Susco takes first base on ball 4. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr bunts towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with Melillo covering, for the out. Susco moves to second. One out. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kaufman juggles the ball. That's an error on Kaufman. Ossie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 0 for 1 in the game. Bluge hits a pop-up towards short. Strange settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0 for 1 in the game. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Burns. Susco scores. Whitehill moves to second. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 1-0, Senators. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. Harris hits a fly ball into left field. Pepper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 1 in the game. West strikes out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns strikes out. Two outs. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepper is 0 for 1 in the game. Pepper strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Browns nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cronin takes first base on ball 4. Cliff Bolton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolton is 0 for 1 in the game. Bolton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cronin moves to second. Fred Schuld is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schuld is 0 for 1 in the game. Schuld bunts towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. Cronin moves to third. Bolton moves to second. One out. Pete Susco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Susco is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Susco is walked intentionally. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 0 in the game. Kerr strikes out. Two outs. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitehill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strange scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. Campbell hits a fly ball into right field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Melillo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-1 in the game. Grubb hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Melillo moves to third. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 0-for-1 in the game. Strange bunts towards first. Susco fields the ball and throws to Whitehill covering. Safe. Grubb moves to second. Dick Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kaufman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Melillo scores. Grubb scores. There goes Strange trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Two outs. It's 2-1, Browns. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-2 in the game. Clift strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Aussie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge is 0-for-2 in the game. Bludge takes first base on ball 4. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-for-2 in the game. Stone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bludge moves to third. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-2 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Clift. Bludge scores. Stone moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's Browns, 2, Senators, 2. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cronin bunts in front of the plate. Grubb fields it and throws to first for the out. Stone moves to third. Harris moves to second. One out. Cliff Bolton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bolton is walked intentionally. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-1 in the game. Schult hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stone scores. Harris scores. Bolton moves to second. It's 4-2, Senators. Pete Susco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Susco is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Susco hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cliff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Kerr hits a line drive towards short. Strange reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-2 in the game. West hits a ball on the ground towards first. Susco scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats West for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-2 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr fields the ball and throws it to first. safe. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepper is 0 for 2 in the game. Pepper hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Schuldt. Pepper reaches second base with a double. Burns moves to third. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 2 in the game. Campbell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Burns scores. Pepper scores. It's Browns, 4, Senators, 4. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bluch fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Senators 4. The Senators will come to bat. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitehill strikes out. One out. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bluge takes first base on ball 4. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Senators 4. The Browns will come to bat. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Grubb hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bolton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Strange hits a fly ball into center field. Schuldt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Kaufman hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 3 in the game. Clift takes first base on ball 4. Kaufman moves to second. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 3 in the game. West hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kaufman moves to third. Clift moves to second. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards first. Susko scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burns for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Senators 4. The Senators will come to bat. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 3 in the game. Harris strikes out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cronin hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cliff Bolton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bolton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cliff fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Senators 4. The Browns will come to bat. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepper is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Pepper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Campbell strikes out. 2 outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Grubb hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Melillo moves to third. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Strange hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Melillo scores. Grubb moves to second. It's 5-4, Browns. Dick Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Kaufman hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Senators 4. The Senators will come to bat. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Schultz strikes out. Grubb drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Schultz out. 1 out. Pete Susko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Susko is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Susko strikes out. 2 outs. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-2 in the game. Kerr hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Heine Mainisch pinch hits for Earl Whitehill. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Senators 4. The Browns will come to bat. Alex McCall now pitching. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Clift takes first base on ball 4. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. West strikes out. 1 out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Clift moves to second. 2 outs. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepper is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Pepper strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Senators 4. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Meyer pinch hits for Ossie Bluge. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grubb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Stone hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of West, who is chasing the ball. Stone reaches third base with a triple. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-4 in the game. Harris hits a pop-up towards short. Strange settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cronin hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 5, and Washington Senators, 4. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.